Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host of Smart Money Moves, and our topic today is Stop Emotional Spending and Start Spending Intelligently. And our special guest today is Mr. Desmond Antonio Blackburn, or Coach Desmond, as we like to call him. He's a business growth coach with Desmond A. Blackburn, LLC. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being my guest. I'm really excited about today's topic. Now, I did mention that our topic for the day is stop emotional spending and spend intelligently. But before we get into that, tell us about yourself, your business, what you do, and how you got started.
Well, like I said, as you mentioned, again, I go by the name Coach Desmond very often. I am a business growth coach, as you mentioned earlier, and this is something that actually started quite by accident. I was, for many years I have been coaching and simply didn't even know it. On that, I've been in sales for over 30 years, and every now and then, a lot of stuff, I would go ahead and talk and give talks and what have you, and those would end up into these conversations, which now I would learn later on is coaching. And then one day, as a matter of fact, my church was offering a program and all stuff regarding what I thought was motivational, inspirational programming, but it turned out to be a coaching certification course. And as I listened to what they were talking about as to what became, which is now called coaching, I started realizing, hold on a second, that's me. That's what I've been doing. And for me to find out that this was actually a career really got me very excited. And let's just say that after that, I think that was back in, I think that was 2017, I was hooked. And then by 2019, I started working full-time as a coach. And since then, I've coached over 1,360 professionals since then. And I'm not looking back. I mean, this has been a wonderful experience. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. This is fantastic.
Okay, great, great. Mm-hmm. So you said you coached over 1,300 professionals.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do? I mean, in the coaching process, what is it that you teach them or coach them or, you know?
Absolutely. And also, I specialize in working with introverted perfectionists, a lot of professionals. These are, in fact, I've particularly been working with a lot of professionals who are finding themselves just stuck. You know, people who were once hot, then they're not. And they're trying to get hot again. And in many cases, they're trying to answer a version of the same question. I know what I can do. I know what I should be doing. I just don't know why I'm not doing it on that. And this has been a question that plagues a lot of professionals. But lately, this has been I've been seeing the power of coaching really help individuals who would identify themselves as introverted perfectionist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an interesting group because this group basically, in fact, when they're trying, particularly in business, really find themselves kind of a victim of incorrect identity. A lot of people who are introverted feel that when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur, well, they really can't, that, you know, the sales is not their jam, et cetera, when in fact, introverts actually outsell extroverts 2-1 on that. They just need to go ahead and know their unique sales language, which is something that's not commonly known, honestly, and this is what I find myself guiding entrepreneurs, FX CEOs of organizations, even from soccer moms to, like I said, venture capital hedge fund managers as well. Once these individuals understand how to operate in a way that's authentic to who they naturally are, they begin to explode. And this is something that I'm excited about, This is something we've been really developing in so many individuals, and it's really expanded to going beyond just simply understanding your natural sales language for in the area of sales, but now it's also been expanding in regards to understanding your leadership language on that and making that connection. So very exciting stuff as of late.
Okay. Now, how do you know if you're an introvert or an extrovert?
Very good question. Background there. All right. So this is actually something that's quite unique, and I like to go ahead and put it this way. You know, a lot of people make a lot of assumptions of what an introvert or extrovert is, and you probably think like a lot of people do. And also, if an introvert is a person who is quiet, shy, demure, you know, doesn't like to talk to people in the back, and the person who is a extrovert is perceived as the person who is talks to anybody, anytime, anywhere, jazz hands. Okay. All right. So that fact, that's what people think in terms of those two characteristics. But it turns out on that there was a gentleman by the name of Carl Jung, J-U-N-G. And also he was, as a matter of fact, a Swedish psychologist and psychiatrist, as a matter of fact, in the 20th century. And he was able to go ahead and basically discover that being an introvert or extrovert really has nothing to do with who's talkative or who's not talkative and who's shy or who's not shy. It has everything to do with how you process energy. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. So an extrovert basically is the person who, matter of fact, who will go ahead and go to a party, stay to the end of the party, and then say, yo, where the after party at? Okay? And also, this is a person who also is, say, for example, trying to go ahead and study for an exam. What?
Hello?
Studying for an exam while monitoring their TikTok feed all at the same time.
Okay.
This person finds a tremendous amount of value. Matter of fact, the ability to concentrate when they have energy and things happening around them.
Okay.
In their mindset, the more the merrier. Now, the introvert's a little bit different, very different, in fact. The introvert is the person who tells himself, hey, listen, they bring their own bucket of energy with them everywhere they go. This is the person who goes to a party, and they're having a great time. But you'll notice something unique about that introvert. The longer they stay at that party, the more mentally, physically, and emotionally drained they begin to be. You see, they're coming in with their bucket of energy, but the longer they stay at that event, the longer they're around a tremendous amount of people, that bucket of energy begins to drain. And before you know it, that person is now, matter of fact, craving to get back to where it's quiet. You see, introverts gain their energy when they're by themselves. This is where they power up so they can go back out and be amazing.
Okay. That sounds like me because I am, that sounds, I'm like that.
Yeah,
I like my
yeah.
quiet times, you know, and
yeah.
sometimes people don't understand that. I mean, there are
yeah.
times that I just want to be just with me and read and relax. And
exactly.
yeah, so that describes me exactly. Now, I know we're talking about spending, stop emotional spending, spend intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
So what does your personality have to do with money?
Well, matter of fact, that's an excellent question, and this comes up quite often. All right, so again, as we just got a chance to understand our personality types going on here. So the one thing about introverts that are very unique that a lot of people should go ahead and learn about. First of all, introverts find great. Matter of fact, introverts don't like to make a move unless they know what they're talking about. Okay, So when it comes to introverts need to lean into their power. I've noticed with introverts, they love to go ahead and get and find reviews on that and all stuff because for introverts, they have a high desire to sound like you know what they're talking about and to be credible.
Okay,
if they're not if they're not credible, if they don't have all the information, they rather not make a move at all. This is good for people to go ahead and know. So if you're living with an introvert, partnering with an introvert who's always slow on the draw to make decisions, That's probably one of the main reasons on that, because credit, matter of fact, for being competent, making sound decisions are high values for introverts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in addition to that, what people don't recognize about introverts as well, that I think you'll appreciate this, is that introverts have a high desire to also feel genuine and authentic on
okay.
that. This is important on that, because what ends up happening is the fact that introverts are probably going to be in a situation to where if they're sensing inauthenticity,
mm-hmm.
fake, phony,
mm-hmm.
on that, they're going to stop.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be very hesitant to go ahead and make moves and all stuff. So with this in mind then and all stuff, they're going to be really looking to and all stuff to be in places with people, places, and things that help to go ahead and encourage that type of thing. However, if they're around places where there's a lot of exaggeration going on here, a lot of flim-flam, if you will, and all stuff, with all, you know, you'll probably catch the side eye with those folks a lot. Side eye, and they will not make a move going on here. So this is absolutely incredible. So again, credibility is huge. Feeling authentic is huge. Also, too, they like to go ahead and see the facts, and they want to see a process. If there's no process, they also make them very, very nervous.
Okay.
And also, but you know, matter of fact, so this is it. But on the emotional side of the house, going on here as well. Sometimes introverts can go ahead and get in their head a lot. And because they get in their head a lot, they get stuck. So sometimes the emotional, matter of fact, the emotional ways that introverts show up constantly is their inability to make decisions at all. Forget about sound decisions or not. They're just not making any decisions. And sometimes that's going to cause them to go ahead and lose out on deals, lose out on interest rates, lose out on a lot of different things because they're simply getting into analysis paralysis.
Okay. Well, right now we're going to take a quick moment and recognize one of our sponsors.
Sure.
Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. The Microsoft mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. Microsoft believes technology is a powerful force for good and are working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a powerful force for good and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. Thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. Well, okay, we're back to Smart Money Moves, and with us today is Mr. Desmond Blackburn, or as we call him, Coach Desmond, and he's with Desmond A. Blackburn, LLC. And before the break, we were talking about the differences between introverts and extroverts.
Yeah.
And one thing I thought was interesting, you were talking about authenticity and how they look for things that are credible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I see myself in that a lot of times.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So in regards to money,
yeah.
Would you say that those are the kind of individuals that when it comes to making a selection for a job, making a selection for some type of an investment, they tend to be very methodical compared to the extrovert?
Exactly. Very methodical. And for a lot of you, you were probably saying, well, that's a good thing, right? It is. But again, what ends up happening, they can find themselves getting too much in their head to where they don't make any decisions at all. Procrastination is huge.
Yeah.
On that,
yeah.
My procrastination is huge, and matter of fact, in my introverted, and particularly in those who are, matter of fact, even lean towards, you know, perfectionism, which is totally different going on here. But at the end of the day, because they find themselves so intuitive, the very thing that's a gift to where they're very thoughtful, they're very intuitive, also can become a curse because of the fact they find themselves in their head so often. And as Tony Robbins is famous for saying, that when you're in your head, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that does happen. So again, the level of procrastination does rear its ugly head. So when it comes to money or making money moves, investments, you'll find that making decisions with that group and all stuff can be very, very long and all stuff, and sometimes it doesn't necessarily bear the fruit that you think it should be because they're so busy trying to think about the what ifs, they're not making any moves at all.
Now, how do you, like when you sit down with an individual as a coach and you kind of determine, okay, you're an introvert, what do you do? I mean, let's say you're dealing with someone who's an introvert. How do you get the fire going? What do you do?
Okay. All right. So, matter of fact, so again, what we're trying to do is, please understand that, and also what we're doing is we're trying to establish comfort levels. When a person feels comfortable, they show up. Okay. Remember, the big trigger here is what are the things that are going to get us to stop making moves? Procrastination is something to be procrastinate. What's going to cause me to procrastinate? What's going to go ahead and cause me to second guess? Now, okay. We're talking about introverts, but we also need to go ahead and not forget our extroverts going on here as well. So on the extrovert side as well, Bethek, where that can sometimes get a little bit – Bethek, extroverts are visionaries, okay, and also bold individuals. You want to have partners who are extroverts. But when it comes to money, things can get a little wonky. Here's the reason. And also extroverts are very big picture, okay? Their idea is no plan, no problem. Okay, and when it comes to money, they can be very much what I call headline readers. Okay, they'll look at the executive summary, they'll look at the overviews and all stuff. They're also very emotionally intuitive. So, hey, this feels right, and that would oftentimes be more of the main decision making that will cause them to go ahead and make a decision one way or another. Whereas mm-hmm. The introvert may be slow to make a draw sometimes because of the emotionality of extroverts. They're making draws too quickly and based upon very little information, that like no more information than just, well, I have a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. That's the extrovert, right?
You'll find out with more of your extroverts going on here. So oftentimes, and also the Bible says there is safety in the multitude of counselors.
Right.
All right. So with this in mind then, extroverts will be served, particularly those extroverts who find themselves having had their head bumped a number of mm-hmm. times, basically would be best served to be able to go ahead and get a chance to partner with an extrovert or to simply just go ahead and basically do something, and I'll give this to your audience who are listening. You know, if you know you're that type of person who is impulsive on that as far as that's concerned, I recommend the 24-hour rule. The 24-hour rule goes like this. And also, your answer to every question when someone's asking you to make a decision is, let me go ahead and get back to you on that one. I'll make a decision in 24 hours. Not vague on that because, again, I don't want you feeling that you're putting people off that way. Let them know that I'm going to have a decision on that, but I'm going to need at least 24. In fact, I'm going to extend it here, 48 hours, okay? 24 to 48 hours. If you know you're an impulsive individual, very much like our extroverted on that, you want to go ahead and say 24 to 48 hours for you to go ahead and do what? Give yourself time to go ahead and separate from the emotion of the moment. Remember, and also oftentimes, and also our extroverts can oftentimes basically be caught up in the emotion of the moment. Mm-hmm. Since if for those who have become conscious of, hey, that sounds a lot like me, the 24 to 48-hour buffer can be able to go ahead and help you remove yourself from the environment that's basically that would normally have you charged to make a decision, oftentimes mm-hmm. a poor one, but mm-hmm. now allow you the 24 to 48 hours to be able to go ahead and look at this thing from fresh eyes or to at least be able to go ahead and consult with someone who has, say, for example, more introverted and they're asking more questions that typically you didn't think to ask or didn't know to ask.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Now, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
Like I said, so this is, and again, thank you so much for this opportunity on that. I want to provide all the listeners who are listening right now with a complimentary one-on-one coaching session, and they can go ahead and simply do that by going to CoachDesmond.com. That's CoachDesmond.com.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that idea of, you know, let me have 24 hours. You know, that's good. That gives you an idea to kind of get yourself together, maybe seek some advice from someone. A lot of times people make too hasty decisions. And I know with myself, I don't like, if I feel pressured or someone's pushing me, I kind of I shut down. It's like, something's not right. You're too pushy about it. So that's good. That's something good. Or even give them 48 hours, you know.
Yeah, 48 hours. And this works for the introvert as well, because if you're a person who's prone to take too long to make decisions, you can give yourself, hey, listen, I know I take too long to make decisions. Now that I know I have 48 hours to come up with something, they will at least be able to have a guideline to say, hey, listen, I need to make a decision here going on. I have 48 hours to go ahead and do so. And therefore, you at least have a guideline, if you will, to go ahead and come up with something. Whereas if you had no rules, you'll just be in the valley of indecision in perpetuity.
Right. Okay.
So it works both ways.
Good. Now, knowing the difference, you know, extrovert, introvert, how does that affect their ability to lead or sell?
Okay, matter of fact, how much time do we have on the show?
Well,
Lord,
I know that can be
mercy.
A long time.
Okay,
you know,
that's a long one.
Do it as quickly.
Exactly.
I know.
All right, I'll do the best I can. What we need to know about introverts when it comes to selling. Most people, when it comes to selling, the reason why introverts feel so poorly about it because the industry is very poised to go ahead and help extroverts how to sell. Remember, mm-hmm. extroverts have a mindset of no plan, no problem, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, they have a high tolerance for talk to everybody and do all the things that typically exhaust, as a matter of fact, introverts. Mm-hmm. Introverts love plans. Introverts, matter of fact, don't do random. So what I've been doing with introverts is I'm getting them to go ahead and build their ideal customer going on here. There's such a fear of rejection for introverts because as soon as they talk into random people, they probably find themselves talking to people who they should not have been talking to at all.
Right.
So what I've been doing with introverts is getting them to go ahead and understand who they should be talking to exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get them to go ahead and understand their ideal type, you know, remember back in the day when you're younger with the girlfriends and you guys get together and everybody's talking about, ooh, he's my type. You know, I like him tall, mm-hmm. I like him short, I like him
right.
stocky, whatever. You made it very clear what your type was to the point to where when your friends were out and about, they say, ooh, girl, I just found your person. He's perfect for you. He's just your
type.
The same thing we're doing with introverts. When introverts know exactly what to say, know exactly mm-hmm. who they're talking to, and know exactly what they're doing in their business, they show up.
Mm-hmm.
And by having that plan, it helps them to not procrastinate,
okay.
but to have a flow because they
right.
need to have that plan.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. So that's
there's
with
so
the m- introvert.
There,
right.
there, yeah. There's so much there, particularly with regards to
yeah.
even how they lead is very unique mm-hmm. as well. I don't know if we have time for that, but like I said, it's very unique.
And I know one thing in sales, I've been in sales for a while,
yeah,
and
right.
you're right, they tend to, I guess, think of the extrovert as opposed to the introvert. You know, they'll say,
mm-hmm.
well, talk to, you know, the 10-foot rule, anybody
mm-hmm.
around you, talk to them, you know, talk to at least 20 people a day. And
yeah.
and that may make some people who are introverts a little uncomfortable. They may not want to talk
very,
to everybody in line at
very,
the supermarket
very.
Or at the bank. And that's usually
exactly.
what sales managers tell their people to do.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
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 So I like the idea of building the right person for you, designing
right,
your
right.
own client. That's
yeah,
cool.
exactly. Because what's comfortable for one personality type is absolutely terrifying for another
mm-hmm.
going
right.
on here. So, again, the extrovert has a tolerance to talk to everybody and their mama, and that's fine. No judgments. Well, for an introvert, what we want to do, they want to have a specific type to where they, when they walk into a room, and this is what I train people to do, you know, so once we identify that type, they can walk into any room and say, nope, nope, nope. Ah, there she is.
Oh, okay. They can weed out the people they don't need to talk
oh,
to.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Because remember, they're very sensitive to levels of energy. They only have a certain bucket. The talking to random people that they should be talking to drains them.
Right, right.
And by the time they actually find the one person, even when that person signs up and becomes a client, the idea of doing this all over again is
terrifying.
What do you think? And also, I got the sale, but it's like, oh gosh, that means I got to go out again and do this
right.
whole talk to
yeah.
everybody, talk to everybody, talk, and hope I get lucky. No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank
now,
you.
Now, briefly, talk about how this affects your outlook on money.
Well,
briefly, I said briefly, but
briefly. Okay. All right. So briefly. So if anything else, and also when a person understands who they are as an introvert, going on here, they can stop. Matter of fact, they can stop being less prone to pessimism. Okay. And also the pessimism and also, well, you know, things are never going to change. You know, why bother trying? And then for the extroverted personality type and also this, in effect, by having a balance, by having the rule, the 24-hour rule that I meant, the 24 to 48-hour rule, and also they can basically now be able to go ahead and control themselves and realize that they don't have to be emotionally compulsive or subject to their emotions by putting in some guardrails. They can go ahead and basically now finally have the confidence that they can go ahead and make some sound decisions instead
mm-hmm.
of just simply having a boatload of, matter of fact, of really funny stories based upon their bad decisions.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, and more people need to know that, because a lot of times people, their understanding of money is very limited. They spend unwisely. They don't think. Mm-hmm. And because they don't understand what they are and how they are.
Right.
And I like the idea, because I am an introvert, so I like that idea. I do like my quiet times. I like to pull back and just be. And some people think that's weird. But that's how I am. You know, I don't know if it's because I was an only child growing up, but that's just how I am. I love, you know, just thinking and meditating. And, I mean, sometimes I'll just, like, you know, running errands, and I'll go to a restaurant by myself and sit down and have lunch, and I'm fine.
Hey.
But some people, that's weird. But
it's
I
weird.
Like it.
I'll
bring a book, a magazine, and have a great time.
and listen, matter of fact, enjoying the pleasure of your own company. You know,
that's
people,
right.
Matter of fact, the first thing I find myself in my coaching sessions assuring people, there's not a doggone thing wrong with you.
Right, there's not. Mm-hmm.
There's not a doggone thing wrong with you. And because of the societal pressure, perceptions, this gets people, this is where the second guessing comes in. This is where the blind spending comes in, because in some cases we're trying to not look weird to the group.
Right.
We know we don't want to make this purchase, but I don't want the group to think that I'm weird. So here comes the impulse purchase, which I already knew I didn't want to do, but I did anyway, because I didn't want to seem weird to the group, because I didn't understand who I was.
Wow. Yeah. But again, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after the show, tell them again how they can contact you, and you have a special offer.
And also, MFX special offer, like I said, for everybody who's going to be joining us, if you're getting a lot of value out of this, or you're saying, hey, this sounds a lot like me, I'd like to go ahead and explore that. Simply go, you'll be able to go ahead and get a complimentary one-on-one coaching session with yours truly. You simply go to CoachDesmond.com. And go ahead and schedule that session, absolutely 100% complimentary, and we'll take it from there. So, yeah, CoachDesmond.com.
Great. Now, I know earlier on you mentioned that you have coached over 1,300 professionals, and you said many of them have identified as introverted, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Introverted perfectionists. That's interesting.
Perfectionists, yeah.
So you don't get a lot of extroverts then?
No, I do. They come in from time to time, but it seems like one of the things that has really been helping introverts to really find their way is that I'm showing them a system on how to attract your people.
Okay.
Once you understand it. Now, believe it or not, I thought for 30 years I was an extrovert. Turns out I was an introvert the entire time.
Okay.
And once I was able to do that, and now that I've been speaking on this platform, and thank you for your podcast, but I do a lot of speaking, introverts are now realizing, hold on a second, I don't suck. In fact, I rule.
Right.
I rule. Introverts are amazing and all stuff.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, while I've been able to coach a ton of extroverts, because extroverts can learn a lot, and extroverts find themselves, people make the assumption that extroverts actually are better at sales. Well, it's not so much a better than, but extroverts isn't exactly the cure-all. They have problems too.
Right.
They have amazing qualities, but also they have problems too, particularly when they find themselves talking to introverts. And also, if an extrovert is very personable, extroverts are very personal, whereas introverts are very much matter of fact and to the point.
Right.
And all stuff. So extroverts have a mentality that says, if you like me, you'll buy from me.
Mm-hmm.
So what will end up happening is they're getting very personal very quickly. And to an introvert, if they're talking to an introvert, the introvert is perceiving that as, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.
Right.
This is too much.
Yeah.
And then what ends up happening, the extrovert who thinks that by pouring on the charm going on here, they're going to buy from me. And very often, and this is where I learned in my sales career, I was losing out a lot. Matter of fact, I was always getting this type of feedback. Desmond, best presentation I've ever seen. Or, wish I had 10 more people like you. But we decided to go with another company.
Wow. Yeah.
And what I will later learn was that while I was high on the charts of likability, energy, and promise, I was oftentimes light on the get-to-the-point facts that the introverted decision-maker actually wanted to go ahead and hear. And what would end up happening, the following organization that may not necessarily have been as high energy, but for the introvert able to deliver the specifics, the facts, they were oftentimes more attractive, and as a result of it, they ended up getting the deal.
Very
interesting when I started looking back at my career over 30 years and all stuff. And extroverts, if they don't know that they're talking to an introvert, can find themselves literally annoying the introvert, whereas they when they think they thought they were charming them, they end up actually annoying them and ruining their chances at a sale because they didn't understand how they were coming off. So a lot of my coaching for the extroverts is even showing them how they're showing up and how they're able to make the adjustment so they don't find themselves offending. Matter of fact, offending them when, in fact, they thought they were bringing them on as their allies when, in fact, they weren't.
Okay, yeah. Well, I really enjoyed our talk. And that's our show for today. And I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Desmond Antonio Blackburn for being our special guest. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. After our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio on all subscription podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We're expanding quickly to a daily radio show and podcast. So for now, we'll be back again for another live Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.